doctor. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Educational Radio. I'm your host, Edward Bukert, and we began and finished that last set with two versions of the Doctor Who theme song. We heard the original from the BBC Television Orchestra, which I found on the outstanding Brain in a Box, the science fiction collection compilation. Thanks to DJ Chris Major for turning me on to that, as well as the next song from the Dave Clark 5, Dr. Rhythm. And then we heard from Dr. John, Right Place at the Wrong Time. And then Heart Attack by Jacque B featuring Sata. And my thanks go out to my friend Milad for that. I believe that's some Persian pop music. And then the White Stripes, Girl, You Have No Faith in Medicine. The Spin Doctors, Two Princes, and Sypha with their cool cover version of the theme from Doctor Who. Are you upset by all of the loud airplanes that fly often just over the roofs of our homes here in Somerville and Medford and other areas west of Logan Airport? Well, I sure am. They were really loud and vibrational today. And there's an organization made up of people in the communities that are affected by the FAA's decision to put four so-called highways in the skies over our homes. That organization is Boston West Fair Skies.org. And on days with northwest winds, Massport and the FAA puts hundreds of planes over particular neighborhoods per day, every 2 minutes or less, with constant noise and house-shaking vibrations. So this Wednesday, January 24th, Boston West Fair Skies is having their quarterly meeting, and it's going to take place over at the Medford Public Library, 111 High Street, in the Magoon Room there. And it's going to run from 7 to 9 p.m. I'm going to be there. I hope you will be too. And we can meet other people who are upset by this violation of our peace, our right to exist without being completely stressed out by loud, low-flying airplanes. And you know, the reason why the planes fly so low? Because the pilots can actually make their trips faster. If they ended up going up and increasing their altitude radically as soon as they took off, that would slow them down a bit on their cross-country plane flights. And apparently pilots get compensated by how fast, how on time their plane flights are. So that's one of the reasons why it's so noisy, why they just don't increase their altitude at the beginning when they're coming right out. No, because there's money involved for them, money on the table, and a lot of pain for us who suffer from, these vibrations. I'm sitting at my desk and my keyboard is vibrating along with my windows. It's just horrible, yes. And BostonWestFairSkies.org is trying to do something about it. So that's January 24th, the airplane noise meeting at the Medford Public Library from 7 to 9 p.m., 111 High Street. And this has been a public service message from, yes, bostonwestfairskies.org and people who hate noise here at WMFO in Medford. So backing me up right now is the Alliance Hall Dixieland Band. And this track is called Dr. Jazz. Well, let's begin another set. And in this set, I particularly want to mention that we've got a story from Morocco called The Doctor from the Shamil. And I found it on an album called The Storyteller and the Fisherman that I found in our world music collection here at WMFO. Yes, The Storyteller and the Fisherman, music stories and recordings from Morocco, translated by Paul Bowles. And we're going to go full circle in this set as well, starting off with Aretha Franklin and her song, Dr. Feel Good. And we're going to end with another song called Dr. Feel Good, but it's not quite the same one. And the one we're going to end with, well, it's a pretty hard rocking song. And besides hearing that story mixed in there with, let's see, some Native American music, not Moroccan music. I'm going to mix that story up with something from a Native American, Joseph Fire Crow. And we're and also R. Carlos Nakai, the Native American flute player. So two Native American songs along with that Moroccan story. And then we're also going to hear from the Doobie Brothers and Peter Tosh. All that and more on the Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford.
Doctor, feel good. makes me feel real good.
I'm not a magician, Spock. Just an old country doctor.
From the Shemal. At the entrance to the Khalifa's palace, there was a garden full of fountains and flowers. It was here that a certain Shaiwi used to come each day to sit under a fig tree. He would set his basket down and take from it a sheepskin, which he always carried with him. Then he would spread out the sheepskin and sit on it. In the basket, he also had charcoal, a teapot, and a bowl of majun. He would place three stones in such a way that there was room between them to make a fire, set the teapot on top, and wait for the water to boil. Any day you could see him sitting there in the garden on the sheepskin. He had no work, but he had many friends who kept him alive with small sums of money, which they gave him from time to time. It became known that the Khalifa was suffering from an abscess in a private part of his body, and that as a result he could not sit down. The best doctors had been called, but they were not able to help him. The reason for this was that the Khalifa, being ashamed, would not let them examine the abscess. He called in holy men and tolba, who chanted the Quran for him, but the pain went on. The Nshaiwi heard about the Khalifa's difficulties, and straightway he went to the garden and began to eat majun. He ate more than usual that day and smoked a great deal of keef as well. All the while he was thinking about the Khalifa. When he was feeling happy, he lay back in the shade of the fig tree and said to himself, "I think I can cure him." Soon he rose, folded his sheepskin, put his pipe and teapot and bowl of majun into the basket, and went to knock at the Khalifa's gate. A Sudanese opened it and asked him what he wanted. "I'm a doctor," he said. "Where are you from?" said the black man, looking at his ragged robes. "We've had all the doctors in the country." "I'm from the Shemal," he told him. "I've got medicines that will make anybody feel better, no matter how sick he is." "Wait," said the black man, "I'll be back in a while." The Sudanese went into his master's chamber and told him that a tubib had arrived from the Shemal. The Khalifa was lying on his belly. He raised his head a little and sighed. "Bring him in," he said. The servant went to the gate. "Come with me," he told the Nshaiwi. In the chamber, the Nshaiwi saw the Khalifa lying face down on the bed. "Bring plenty of honey and hot tea," he told the black man, and he sat down on the bed beside the Khalifa. When the servant returned with the tea and honey, the Nshaiwi took out his bowl and scooped up a large ball of majun, which he handed to the Khalifa. "First eat this," he told him, "and drink the tea afterward." The Khalifa did as he was told, and the Nshaiwi kept giving him more tea to drink. When an hour had passed, and the Nshaiwi saw that the majun had taken effect, he sent the servant out of the room and stood up. "This is the moment for the medicine," he said. He reached down, pulled off the Khalifa's chemir, leaving his buttocks uncovered. The Khalifa did not even notice. Then the Nshaiwi anointed his sex with honey and thrust it with great force into the Khalifa. The Khalifa uttered a scream and tried to throw the Nshaiwi off, but he did not have the strength. After that, he was quiet while the Inshaiwi worked. The operation is almost over, Your Excellency, said the Inshaiwi. He finished and withdrew his sex, very much pleased. The abscess had burst, and he summoned the black man and told him to bring towels and clean his master. Meanwhile, the Khalifa, who had been in pain for a long time, was so relieved by the bursting of the abscess that he fell asleep. Seeing this, the Inshaiwi unrolled his sheepskin and lay down on it at the foot of the bed. In the morning, when he awoke, he found the Khalifa still sleeping. The Khalifa awoke shortly afterward, and the Inshaiwi helped him out of bed. I have no more pain, said the Khalifa. Alhamdulillah, said the Inshaiwi. Together, they went into the Khalifa's bathing chambers. After the servants had poured water on them and gone out, the Khalifa said, Last night when you operated on me, what did you use? A pole of some kind? Your Excellency, I used this. He pointed at his sex. What? Cried the Khalifa. But that means you assaulted me. You assaulted your Khalifa. No, Your Excellency, I operated on you, nothing more. Good, said the Khalifa, remembering that the Inshaiwi had indeed cured him. They came out of the hammam, and the Khalifa ordered a great festival to be given immediately. There were musicians and dancers, and the guests ate and drank tea for many hours. In the middle of the party, the Inshaiwi took out his bowl of majun and gave a spoonful to the Khalifa. Soon the Khalifa began to talk and laugh and sing, and the Inshaiwi knew that he was happy. He put everything into his basket and stood up. I must leave, Your Excellency, he said. How much do I owe you? The Khalifa asked him. Sidi, whatever you give me will be more than enough because it comes from you. He's a great doctor, thought the Khalifa. He sent a servant for a pouch full of dinars and gave it to him. Then Shaiwi thanked him and left. Then he went across the street and sat under the fig tree to smoke keef.
This is Lisa Edelstein from House. On TV, the good doctors aren't always easy to spot, but it is easy to spot the good that Barasa Ware is doing as a local health worker in Ethiopia. Every day, he helps the children of his village survive. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you're one step away from helping children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
warning. The Surgeon General warns. Cigarette smoking is dangerous. Hazard to your health. Does that mean anything to you? Them legalize marijuana.
Tonight, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, our theme is called Somebody Get Me a Doctor. And we began and ended the last set with two versions of a song called Doctor Feel Good, although they were different songs. The first one by Aretha Franklin, Dr. Feel Good, Love is a Serious Business, from her Queen of Soul, the Atlantic Recordings compilation. And then we heard something that, you know, you just aren't going to hear on a show that's on a commercial radio station, or even on a show that doesn't make sound collages. That was a story from Morocco. The Doctor from the Shamil, as translated by Paul Bowles, from the Storyteller and the Fisherman, which is music and stories from Morocco. And I mixed that up on top of two Native American pieces, one by Joseph Fire Crow, Legend of the Warrior, and then another by R. Carlos Nakai, Sanctuary. A kind of weird story, but, well, pretty cool one to listen to and understand if you followed the whole thing. And then we heard from the Doobie Brothers, The Doctor, from their greatest hits. Peter Tosh, a Mass Can remixed version of his Bush Doctor from Chuck Yu's Marijuana Music Volume 1. I do believe I heard Mass Can founder Steve Epstein doing a little yelling and screaming in the end of that one. And then we finished off with Motley Crue's Doctor Feel Good. And backing me up right now is something from the MASH soundtrack, Johnny Mandel, the Japanese Children's Hospital. So we've got about 27 minutes before Chase Carson will be coming on with the Time Tunnel. Rhythm and blues, soul, funk, disco, and dance music, and the jazz interlude at 11:30, preceded by the Humphrey Report, and then following with the Jam 30. But before we get to that, we've got one last set for you. And, well, if you're a Van Halen song, you know what's coming in at the end, perhaps not the very end, but the end of that set, as we conclude, as we bring you the concluding set in our theme here of Somebody Get Me a Doctor. And we're going to start off with a very cool cover version of that Van Halen song. And then we're going to hear something from Coffee and Smoke's Alex, from David Seville. And we've also got The Cult, Sun Ra and his orchestra, and more here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. Only on WMFO. In Bedford. We'll be right back.
but doctor, feeling no pain, overloaded, down the train. Somebody get me a doctor. You better call up an ambulance. I'm deep in shock, overloaded.
Doctor, I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. Witch doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang wa la bang bang, ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang wa la bang bang, ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang wa la bang bang, ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang wa la bang bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser, and I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser, and he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh ee, ooh ah ah, ting tang, walla walla bing bang. Ooh ee, ooh ah ah, ting tang, walla walla bang bang. Ooh ee, ooh ah ah, ting tang, walla walla bing bang. Ooh ee, ooh ah ah, ting tang, walla walla bang bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser, and I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser, and he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on and ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang.
I want chicken, I want liver. Meow mix, please deliver.
Mm-hmm. boy started shaking. The lip care back, the place starts quaking. Think I like to go now, baby. Solution in jail, shooting from the hip in the Sonic Temple. Ain't got like to go now, baby.
Hey! Like any parent, I worry about the health of our nation's children. Never before have so many American kids been overweight and at risk for diabetes, heart disease, and other serious health problems. The good news is that the right foods can help our kids stay healthy. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other low-fat vegetarian foods will protect your kids as they grow and keep the whole family healthy at the same time. For a free booklet packed with delicious recipes and nutrition tips, call 1-877-685-KIDS or visit www.kidsgethealthy.org. PCRM is a nonprofit organization of doctors and laypersons working together to promote preventive medicine, especially good nutrition, and more ethical research.
Are you a doctor, aren't you?
I'm a doctor, not an engineer.
Well, I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. I'm a doctor, not an escalator.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
Me. I went to see the doctor today, 'cause ever since you've been gone, I had a pain deep down inside. He says there's nothing really wrong with me, I'm just missing my man. So honey, please, come on home as soon as you can.
Oh,
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. No ordinary radio program, no. It's got little bits of audio from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches. Particularly Star Trek This Evening with Dr. McCoy. I'm a doctor, damn it! I'm not a, well, all those things that he's not, as you heard. So, we started the last set with a cool cover version of a Van Halen song performed by the Ghost of Tony Gold, Somebody Get Me a Doctor, from the Everybody Wants Some compilation. And then David Seville, Witch Doctor, The Cult, with a version of their song Medicine Train from Disc 5 of Rare Cult. And then Sun Ra and his orchestra, Medicine for a Nightmare. And then the classic version of Van Halen's song Somebody Get Me a Doctor from their classic album Van Halen 2 with their classic David Lee Roth, all original lineup. A public service message from Alec Baldwin and Physicians for Responsible Medicine, Kids Get Healthy. And then a song that I thought of would be a good segue for Chase Carson and the Time Tunnel, Doctor's Orders by Carol Douglas. And, well, at this point, we're into our kind of jazz prelude to the Time Tunnel. Yeah. Chase's show of rhythm and blues, soul, funk, dance, and disco from back in the day. And tonight he's guest-free. So that gonna mean 2 hours of great music. Mostly music. So yes, this is Breath of Man and Medicine Walk. Thanks so much for listening to my show this evening, having me in your home, in your car, in your headphones, on your MP3 player. And we'll be back again next week. And as Chase and I want you all to remember, if you're under the influence of anything, never, ever, ever, ever even think about driving.
Words.
Because people die that way.
Words.